IGWA Backstage. This is Rose of Oh Rose Thou Art Sick doing an AMA. I recently got 87 followers, so I'm really excited about that. And I got a few questions that were asked of me on the backstage post I'd made, so I'm gonna answer a few of them. So, what is your favorite TV show of late? Well, I'm currently watching Schitt's Creek, which I'm really enjoying. I'm trying to do a lot more comedy and fantasy considering the whole COVID situation right now. So, I'm wanting funny, lighthearted stuff. How did you discover GWA? Well, I was actually on Pornhub, I think I was, when I found an audio by Not Who Rose Thinks. I'm really into guys enjoying themselves, so that audio really, the audio I found had really called to me, and so I looked up the username for more audios, and I found GWA, and that was basically how I did it. And it was not too long when I decided to start posting my own audios, just because it sounded like a lot of fun. What is your favorite hobby to pass the time? I'm gonna sound like a total nerd and say reading. When libraries are open, I usually read about 2 or 3 books a month. It sounds incredibly dweeby. I have fallen behind on my goals just because it's been so hard to get books with all the stores being closed. But I'm currently reading a book by Waris Davi, I think her last name is, called Desert Flower, which is about this woman from Somalia who is a nomad, and she escapes after her father. Well, she runs away after her father's trying to force her into marriage, and she ends up becoming a supermodel. It's a true story. What is your go-to snack? Popcorn. I adore popcorn. I think it has to do with the crunchiness of it. I just love crunchy popcorn. Like, I actually like eating ice, too, just because I like the crunchiness of it. Love carrots for the same reason. But popcorn is one of my go-to favorite things in the world. I love going to movies in the evening and having a dinner of just like a huge bag of popcorn, even though it totally gets me sick right afterwards if I drink too much, eat too much of it. And yeah, I don't like gourmet popcorn though. I just love the regular terrible movie popcorn that's like more salt than actual popcorn. Next question. Well, it's not really a question, more of a quote. Seduce, let loose the vision and the void, ? That's actually a lyric from Coil, their song Love Secret Domain, which has a reference to Oh Rose Thou Art Sick, which is my username, obviously. It's also one of my favorite Blake poems. William Blake, actually. I'm a huge fan of the band U2, and they have a song called Songs of Experience, which is obviously based on Blake's poems, and they referenced Oh Rose Thou Art Sick in a remix for one of their songs, and I always really liked that line in the poem, Oh Rose Thou Art Sick, just because of the way And people can read it. There's a multitude of ways people can read it, and I always love that. So it can either be dark and scary, or sweet and worrisome. So it's one of my favorite. Well, Love Secret Domain by Coil is one of my favorite songs, and Oh Rose Thou Art Sick is one of my favorite poems. favorite mythological creature? I think I'm gonna go with mermaid. As a kid, I always wanted to be a mermaid, because I wanted to swim underwater and not have to hold my breath. I used to fall asleep in bathtubs when I was a little kid just because I loved the feeling of being surrounded by water. Used to scare the hell out of my family when I would do that because I'd be in the tub for like an hour and my father would come in and see me sleeping in the tub and think I drowned myself or something. But I also really loved mermaids, like the true version of them as the scary harpy demon monsters. Because where I grew up, we had a lot of really scary fish like sturgeon. So I always saw mermaids as these armored dinosaur-like creatures. Favorite limerick? I actually had to look one up because I didn't really have that many, but here's my favorite right now. There was a young maid from Madras. I'm probably saying it wrong. I already ruined it. I'm sorry. Let's see. I'll read this other one then, since I totally ruined that one. There was a young sailor named Bates who danced the fandango on skates, but a fall on his cutlass has rendered him nutless and practically useless on dates. So what else is on there? There was a young girl of Cape Cod who thought babies were fashioned by God, but 'twas not the Almighty who hiked up her nighty, 'twas Roger the Lodger by God. Limericks are always fun to say. If you can shapeshift into any animals, including fictional ones, what would you shapeshift into and why? I'd say a bird. What type of bird? Probably an owl. I really like owls. I sound like such a nerd not saying that. Just because I like how quiet owls are when they fly. I went to this workshop about owls in the wild, and the guy doing the presentation actually had one of his owls that he had raised from, like, the egg. And the owl would fly around the room, and she did not make any noise at all. It was amazing. I love birds. Birds are cool. What's your Patronus? What is my Patronus? Probably a crow. I love crows. Crows are some of my favorite birds just because of how smart they are. They're also pretty cheeky little buggers, because my grandmother had a pet crow, and she was like a witch in a way. They don't like being caged, and so when my grandma tried to cage her crow, it bit her and she got so angry at it. But yeah, crow would be my Patronus, despite it being like a dark scary looking bird. What's your Hogwarts house? Well, after that whole crow story, I'd have to say Ravenclaw. Brainy blue people, I love them. I always thought I was a Ravenclaw. I'd probably be a pretty good Gryffindor as well. But I've always been drawn more to Ravenclaw. I actually even knitted myself a Ravenclaw scarf because I just love the colors of that house. No one's really recognized it yet, but we'll see. I don't know. Not many people are that nerdy, I guess. Do you think you'll ever try making Dalgona coffee? I had to look that up, what that was, and it's like an Instagram coffee of some kind. I actually don't drink coffee just because it makes me really sick. I don't really like it. My go-to caffeine injection system is Coke Zero. Coffee is just, like, the only time I ever drank it was when I was in school, and even then I'd only drink it when I needed to be awake, and almost immediately I get sick right after. I do like iced coffee though. Iced coffee is good, but again, gets me sick too if it has too much cream in it. Last question. If you had to be a rock or a rap superstar, which one would you be and why? I guess it's more two questions. For a rock superstar, I'd probably want to be Bono. As I said, I'm a huge fan of U2. And Bono has this, especially when he was younger, like the Actung Baby sort of days, he had this good mix of female and male sexual energy, and I just love that. Like, he sings a high note, and then he can get, like, his voice really deep, and I just loved his ability to embrace both sides of his sexuality that way. So I'd be Bono. For rap superstar, I'd probably want to be Left Eye from TLC. Just because she never put up with any shit. Plus, she always had the coolest raps. Like, the rap she had on the remix for Not Tonight by Lil' Kim. Oh, she was so good in that one. I just love that rap. It's so good. And Left Eye was one of the most talented rappers in general, like, of the 90s, and it was really sad that she passed away the way she did. Like, she died in a car crash. But yeah, I really miss her, and I think there needs to be more female rappers, in my opinion. That was the last question. Oh, that's cool. I like that. But yeah, if you listen to this, thanks for listening. Send me a message if you want to talk about my nerdy topics or reading 3 books a month. Check out my other audios. And yeah, if you have any nerdy scripts for female speakers, female performers, let me know. I always want to do nerdy ones. And yeah, thanks for listening. Bye.